You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I am super excited and honored for today's guest. He's the CEO and co-founder of Amazing.com. Jason is a veteran of the online product industry and is driven by the ever-present desire to chart his own course and help you do the same. He's also a serial entrepreneur like myself and a speaker. And since 2005, Jason has been building businesses to break boundaries. Lots of B's. Be they of his own making or the making of others. Based on his and his business partner Matt Clark's success by selling millions of dollars of their own brand of physical products, in 2013, Jason launched their flagship product called Amazing Selling Machine. This program has been responsible for changing the lives of countless people around the world, and what brings him to the office every day, even through his business success, he has given him the most freedom to go anywhere and to do anything he pleases. So I want to welcome Jason Katzenbach to A Making Bank.
Thank you very much for having me here, Josh. I'm excited.
Awesome, man. Yeah, it's an honor to have you on the show and super excited to dive into your knowledge, really pick your brain for our audience today, help some of them. I know a lot of these guys out there have Amazon businesses and what they can do to kind of help move to the next level, especially with a lot of the changes lately over the last few months with Amazon and just really level up their business. So thank you for coming on today to share your insights.
Totally my pleasure. I love it.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background, kind of what you got, how you got started as an entrepreneur. You're a serial entrepreneur and just really want to know what makes you tick and how you got started there.
Sure. So back in 2003, I used to be working for a company called Weyerhaeuser, and different people pronounce it different ways. Forgive my Canadian accent. I might pronounce it different occasionally. But I got an email from our CEO at the time that they were abolishing all bonuses. And, you know, I was, you know, busting my butt off working for this company, and to all of a sudden have the bonuses taken away, I realized at that time, you know, something's wrong. And then, you know, within a few months, we get a newsletter from the company how he got a $7.5 million stock option bonus because of the profits that year. So it's like, you know, something's wrong here. I'm filling other people's pockets rather than my own. So that really accelerated me to start thinking I need to do something. And I've been toying, you know, back in the late 90s, I was kind of a student of Corey Rudel, but I was just doing all these different things, but I was really focused on my corporate career until that moment. And that really made me start looking at the internet, you know, and the internet trust value, the dot-com bust was over, things were starting to come back. And this is when WordPress and blogging and SEO was really becoming mainstay. And so I dove into the SEO side of things and started loving it. And I started creating little ebooks. So I got right into like the education side, and I had ebooks on all different topics. I mean, whether it was picky eater recipes, how to get your driver's license, anything like that. But people started asking me, how are you doing this? You know, here you're making, like at the time, you know, maybe $5,000 to $15,000 a month, depending. And there started to be a real interest to learn what I'm doing. So in 2005, I launched my first product called Portal Feeder. And in that first year, we did $3.5 million, all just by teaching people how to create their own business. And it was always based on what I was doing myself to create the business. So it was a very labor-intensive thing because I'm having to do things and run a business on the side of teaching people, which great, you know, suddenly developed into my full-time career being the teacher. Over the years, you know, I kept doing that, steadily growing my business. But then in 2012, I was in a mastermind actually with a group called the Mavericks. I'm not sure if you know of Yannick Silver. Yeah, great guy, great mentor to me. And I met my business partner, Matt Clark, at the time. And here was this young guy at the time, 24 years old, who was already doing over $100,000 a month selling his own brand of physical products on Amazon. And so this was 2012. And in my mind, Amazon, like, you made money being an affiliate. It was only big companies that sold their own products. So when I started hearing this young guy, how he was, you know, creating his own brand of physical products by private labeling products from other manufacturers, The lights just went off. I'm like, this is the future. You look at the growth at that time. Amazon was only about a $70 billion only. $70 billion company. But you could just see the trajectory they were going on. So I dived in, and no word of a lie, Josh. Now, I thank Dr. Oz for this, because this was back in the day when he was preaching raspberry ketones and all these diet supplements. But I jumped on the bandwagon, and I launched my product, and it was actually a raspberry ketone product. Within 4 months, I was doing over $100,000 a month profit. Wow. Never had a product, never had, like, I didn't have a marketing list for health and beauty, anything like that. It was just, I got in at the right time. But what was cool about that is what took Matt a few years on his own to teach. He was able to teach me in a pretty condensed time period because I had this guy showing me. And we created the course based off of that success, which was called The Amazing Selling Machine. And that suddenly the world just changed for me. Within, you know, the success stories that we have from our students based on The Amazing Selling Machine is absolutely incredible, because it's a system where we're teaching people from start to finish, how, whether they have any experience at all, how to create their own brand of products, their own lifetime asset, their legacy that they can, you know, sell the business, they can, you know, hand off to their family, they can do whatever they want. But it's a legitimate business that's their own brand, and leveraging the insane power of Amazon, which, as you know, Josh, that since 2012, they've grown from $70 billion to this year, they're estimating $240 billion in revenue, right. And they're now an officially $1 trillion appraised company. Yeah. So, and the interesting thing about this, as you know, with the way the internet is, you know, e-commerce, people ask me this all the time, like, but is Amazon, you know, is it kind of too late to get in there now? And I'm like, okay, so out of commerce in general, of everyone buying stuff, e-commerce is only like 10%.
Right.
You know, and it's growing every day. And Amazon, for the e-commerce side, is growing every day. They're now, like, they predict in the U.S. that 50% of e-commerce transactions are from on Amazon. So you combine those two things, plus that Amazon's growing internationally all over the place. I personally feel right now is one of the best times to get in, because with all the features that Amazon has now with their robust traffic systems and everything going on. So that's my story in a nutshell. Hopefully you got everything was clear there for you.
No, definitely. So I know back Amazon, back in 2012, 2013, Amazon today, there's a lot of different changes, you know, how you go on and how you scale up and everything like that. So I want to kind of dive into a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the course first.
Sure.
And then we'll dive into a little bit about, hey, if you're starting an Amazon business today, these are some of the tactics, some of the things you need to do, and the best practices and everything.
For sure. You know, one of the events, it was kind of like the perfect storm for me when I met my business partner, because at that time in 2012, Google was just laying the hammer to everybody with SEO and all this kind of stuff. And so much of my business was built on that. So when I got into Amazon, what was really cool at that time is everything that I knew from the SEO perspective, I could do on Amazon, and just everything I did just got results. And obviously there wasn't quite the competition on there. But what was also really cool about that is all my training that I was giving people in those years before that, I learned how to effectively train people. But also, you know, because this is just isn't about a course. This is a program. We have mentors. We have like software tools. We have all of this stuff for people. But the biggest benefit that I think is the trust and the qualifications of our mentors. We have people that are selling millions of dollars online that love the fact that we're changing lives. And I want to talk about changing lives for a second in a minute too. But with the mentors in this program, we have the best training. I will argue with anyone. We have the absolute best training in the world. But we also have these fantastic mentors that help hold your hand. We have weekly coaching calls. We have our powerful resource vault. We have our brand new, we have powerful tools to help you launch and optimize your product. It's not just, you know, anyone can read a book about anything. You can go online and get YouTube videos about anything. That's not going to help you really grow a business. You're going to have all these fears, all these questions. Our thing is, when you come into The Amazing Selling Machine, the only thing you need money for from that point on would be your inventory. We're not going to suddenly upsell you and say, no, to get the real value from this program, you need to do this. It's all, we want to give you absolutely everything. And our goal is within 6 months, you have a product successfully selling on Amazon. And then from that point, we have a lot of coaching and stuff. We can help you develop your program from your business from there. But it's really focused on just getting you a product launch, because 99% of the people that we teach have no clue how to get their own product, have never done a business online. And so we really cover it from start to finish, which is really important. But the biggest thing about this, which really I get my passion for, and, you know, you talk about passion, what's your passion? And, you know, that used to frustrate me back in the day, because I'd hear like, I don't know what my passion is. Like, I like to work out, but I'm not passionate about it. Sometimes I hate it, you know? And so you see these health gurus and everything. But what happened is we throw live events. So we have live events where, you know, now it's called SellerCon. But with our live events, it's all about building your business on Amazon. And I've had the privilege at these events of interviewing people like Richard Branson, Robert Kiyosaki, and a lot of, you know, really big mentors in my life like that. But what is the most profound part about these events is by the end of the event, we have, like, when we have thousands of people in the room, we have hundreds and hundreds of people lined up around the room to come and give me a hug. And every one of them that's giving us a hug is saying, you have no idea how much you've changed our lives. And when you have people continually doing that, because we empower them to be able to, you know, what we want to do is we want to get rid of the drudgery of the daily commute. Now, if you love your daily commute, like I come into my office almost every day, I love it because I'm inspired to be here. But if you hate it, like, why are you doing that? If you're a plumber and you love being a plumber, keep being a plumber. Why would you stop doing that? But if you're miserable and you want to be able to have freedom, you know, the reality is, as long as you have a laptop, you can run your Amazon physical products business from anywhere in the world. You just need an internet connection. And by having that connection now, where not only am I running a business, but I'm changing people's lives. We're truly changing people's lives. And it's just, that's why we keep doing this. And we are the only program out there that is constantly updated too. Every year, we make sure that we have a 100% updated program, but every 6 months, we also completely update it too. But we make sure, no matter what, that the course is the most relevant. There's never anything updated. And when you join too, you get lifetime access. So we're on our 10th version of the course now, best course ever. And you will get, so, you know, that we want to make sure that not only do you have what you need now, but life gets in the way sometimes. And also, like, new things come up. So I want to make sure in a couple of years from now, if you have questions, we're still there to help you.
That's awesome. And I think, you know, that is key, because, you know, a lot of times you may get training or whatever, and it's just a one off. And, you know, there is no follow up or anything from that to continue support and, you know, help you move forward. Because, like, hey,
you know, I'm not going to mention any names here, Josh, but, and sorry to cut you off, but this is just such a passionate thing for me. About a year ago, we're talking to someone that had a course, and they're wondering, like, they're talking about price and everything. And I asked them, actually, it was my business partner that asked them, they hadn't updated their course in 2 years. And they were still selling it. To me, I think from a due diligence standpoint, that's highly irresponsible. Because the way Amazon is, they could make a change to their terms today.
Right.
That if you're doing that strategy tomorrow, that could jeopardize your business. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's if you're going to do this, do it real.
And
you know,
so,
like my
I was going to ask you then. This is great, obviously, for new people just starting out on Amazon. How about, you know, if somebody, say, they're doing $120,000, $150,000 a month already on Amazon, is this a good fit to help them move to that $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a month?
100%. We have people that are joining all the time. So the challenge with that, however, is, so we have a modular basis. So when you get in, there's this 8-week program. Now, we give you lifetime access to everything, and you've got lifetime access to the community, the mentors, the tools, and everything. But we wanted to divide it up in as simple of approach as possible, but also as succinct and, like, achievable as possible. And obviously, the first 3 weeks are pretty basic. Like, that's getting into why Amazon is your business choice, how you find products to sell, how you source products. So if you're already at that point, I highly recommend, because one of the biggest things we find is people are struggling. Like, yeah, they might be doing $130,000 a month revenue, but they might be only clearing like $15,000 a month in profit,
right.
You know? And the cool thing, they might find just from one of our strategies, our launch strategies, our optimization strategies, that their results will quadruple, literally. You know, we have this great couple, Ziegler's, actually. What's been cool about them, they were optometrists. They were really struggling with their business, like just not really enjoying it. They had this bigger purpose to be able to help give eyesight, eye care to people around the world. And so they joined the Amazing Sell Machine, and they started doing really, really well. And they were in the six-figure a month element. We took them on stage because what we do at our live events as well is we'll do optimization things. So we'll say, if you're willing to show us your product, we'll rip it apart on stage and give you advice to do it better. One little tip that we were able to give them, they got a 25% growth in one day of sales. So it's just, and it was all because Amazon, and the little thing is, and you might be aware of this too, like Amazon changed their back end. So they limited the amount of characters you could have. They weren't using this space at all effectively. So we helped them use it. All of a sudden they started instantly ranking for terms they weren't, they got sales. So, you know, that's a big thing with people. You know, I'm sure you know this. I mean, that's why I was part of the Mavericks. You can't be an island unto yourself. And it's not so much just even the training program with ASM, it's the community, it's the networking and the people you meet. Like Charles Tremendous Jones, the books you read and the people you meet, you know, like that. Those are what would make the difference of you from today to 5 years from now.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about some strategies, tactics, things like that. I'll kind of take my business selfishly here. So we were one of the original ones to launch tooth powder. And so we were one of the first products on the market. We just went on Amazon. They kept calling us and calling us and calling us. Finally, we went on Amazon about 3 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago. Didn't really do a whole lot. It started to go. We ended up getting up to $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month. And it kind of sat there for a little while at that level. And then we finally started to dive into Amazon probably about 18 months ago pretty hard, and have ramped it up to right around that 120 to 150K a month range. We keep about, I guess, 60%, 55-60% profit margin on everything. But we've been stuck there. So everything we keep doing and all that, it kind of just kind of sticks in that range. So obviously with changes with Amazon over the last 3 to 4 months, you know, that have come through, things like that. What are some initial things you could say, okay, cool, you know, here's what you guys could take a look at and do and everything to kind of move to that next level of stuff?
Yeah. So the first thing I always tell people is you need to know your math. And, you know, it's not uncommon. So many people ask me, it's like, well, how do you compete with the big brands on Amazon? Kind of like you know, a lot of people just look at Amazon as like a platform like Facebook, just post on it, you know, and that's it. The reality is Amazon's an ecosystem unto itself. And yeah, you could just post on Amazon. And, you know, this is a really cool fact about Amazon. About 5 years ago, when Eric Schmidt was still the CEO of Google, he said their biggest threat for search was Amazon. And now they predict that over 50% of search is done on Amazon from a buyer's perspective. So instead of people going to Google anymore, now they go directly to Amazon. And I don't know about you, that's what I do. Like if I need a coffee cup, I won't go to Google, I'll go to Amazon, you know, that kind of thing. So first of all, it's really making sure you know your numbers on Amazon, like making sure, you know, and that's probably one of the worst things about Amazon, I'd say, is their analytics. Now they are getting better, and there's rumors of them actually having conversion tracking coming and everything. When I see it, I'll believe it, but you know, we'll just go with what it is. So that's why I recommend using tools, for example, like Manage by Stats. So that's something that'll really allow you to use what Amazon has and be able to put it into workable numbers. Because if you don't know your math, you don't know your business. And the biggest thing is to, first of all, focus on getting your sessions up. Really, Amazon is all about velocity. Now, you know, they want to see activity, and they want to see activity from multiple sources too. So if all your traffic is just coming from one area, that'll do good. And if your conversion rate is good and everything, but they do reward you. Now, everything I tell you, I need to make the disclaimer. I am not part of Amazon.com. This is just all information that I've gathered from my own data and insights and from my students. But it's really about getting that velocity of sales. And Amazon's going to reward you because they make more money. The better converting your product is, you know, obviously the better it's going to rank. So a lot of people, you know, they look at things and they're like, oh, I don't know how to make my product convert better. Well, first of all, you got to send traffic to it. You've got to be able to really do focused promotions. But the biggest thing, in my opinion, right now, that is the biggest game changer for Amazon is making sure you have the profit margin to effectively use their advertising platform. Right now, and when you told me you have like a 50% profit margin, that's gold. Because with the whole thing here is, and do you guys use the sponsored ads?
We do, yeah. That's after sponsored ads and everything. And we just started testing out AMS, Amazon Media, where they're running traffic and everything too. So we're in our life.
So the big thing with sponsored ads, though, are you guys trying to keep your ad cost profitable? Like, are you focused on that?
Some. We run between like a 30 and 50% ACOS.
So one of the biggest mistakes I see people making is they think every one of their terms, if it's not a good ad cost, it's going to hurt them. And the opposite is true. What you need to do, and this to me I think would be a game changer for you guys, is if you find those keywords, those primary keywords that result in other sales happening. So for example, I'm just going to a coffee cup. You know, say for a coffee cup, maybe the term coffee cup, you're seeing like, oh, we can't run that because it's got a too high of an ad cost. And just let me back up for a sec. So ad cost, ACOS, Amazon calls it. It's simply just the amount based on what your product costs to the percentage that you're paying on ads. So if it's a 75% ad cost, they're saying if you're selling your product for $20, that means $15 out of your ad cost is going. That's what a 75 ad cost is. But you've got to look at it like an investment in advertising. So what I would recommend you do, if the word was coffee cup, I would start bidding at like $4. I would like ramp that bid up 3 times higher than anybody else is bidding on it, because Amazon is not going to charge you that. Never, ever will they charge you by that. But you're showing them that you are the number one, like you want to be the number one product. And you want to get that product ranked number one, because you got to think of something. When you search on mobile is 60% of Amazon right now. And when you go on your mobile and if you type in coffee cup, you know, when you go on your laptop or your desktop, you see a lot of ads. You know, but on mobile, you'll see one ad and about a quarter of the next one. So the above the fold factor. So you think of like a newspaper. I'm sure you know what above the fold is, but it's, you think of how a newspaper is folded in half. The best stories are above the fold. Well, with internet marketing, like market online, you want to make sure that the best offer means that the user does not have to scroll, does not have to do anything. They just have to click a button they see right in the middle of the screen. So by making sure that your product is ranked high for those primary keywords, you should see a huge effect. Now, obviously, you've got to manage these things, but just by doing that, your velocity of activity and sales will increase, and all of a sudden, your rankings across the board will start to go up. Mm-hmm. So. There's one tip. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Do you have any questions about it? Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely. Oh. Yeah, we've used a little bit of that here and there where we've bid higher on specific key phrases or words and stuff, you know, to help push that up and everything. So,
cool. What about the other mistake that we see too, is, you know, Amazon tries to give good advice, but the reality is, you know, you got to think from an optimization standpoint. You want to be like an end user. Oftentimes Amazon will say, oh, just put your brand name and one little term about what your product is in the title. And then like for their image. So I guess the two big things that I would say for people, and I'm trying to just give some easy things that people can get right into, is first of all, you know, your title, you think of a headline. The job of the title is to get their attention and to get them to click on your product. So when you go to Amazon and you type in the word coffee cup, whether it be a paid ad or the organic listings, you got to think the title and the image are the two things that stick out the most. Yeah, people look at reviews, but really the title and the image are the two biggest things. And by tweaking your title, making sure that it's succinct to really playing on why someone should buy your product. Like instead of coffee cup, you know, and I'm not going to get into copywriting right now, but instead of just saying, you know, Jason's coffee cups, it needs to be something where you really understand your demographic and what they're looking for. You know, like you want to almost like you got to think keyword wise, but it's more like the best coffee, well, maybe not the best coffee cup, you know, Jason's coffee cups, the ultimate morning cup of coffee or something. I don't know. That's horrible. Delete that from this podcast. But the idea, you know, you really, the big thing is know your audience, like know who you're talking to. Don't like, and ask people, say, hey, what do you think about this? Like ask friends and family. Don't try to do this on your own and test different things. So what I'll do is you're allowed, I think it's 7 images. It might be more now. I'm trying to remember. But between my images and my headlines, what we do is frequently about once a month is we test for a week a different headline or a different image. Because the whole thing with that, and a cool way you can test really quickly if it's making a difference, is by looking at your sponsored product ads. Because when you change your headline or you change your image, if all of a sudden you see your click-through rate going up, you know that more people are interested in that in a pretty quick way. You know, because it's hard to look at just sales and traffic volume because Amazon, you know, I have people still every day saying, oh my God, my sales are down today. What's going on? It's like, well, what's your BSR at? So they have a bestseller rank and I call the BSR, you know, that's my sanity check because you know, if all of a sudden today your product is at, say, a 500 BSR, and in a week from now it's at a 500 BSR, but your sales are lower, then that's just a general economy daily thing. Like for some reason, people aren't buying as much today.
Right.
But if you can see your click-through rate from your sponsored ads is increasing, that's a great test to know, okay, what we're doing is getting more traffic and it should be resulting in more sales. I'm hoping I'm giving you some good stuff.
No, that's awesome. I like the testing thing because, I mean, we kind of look at that every 6 months to a year. We've really switched them, but usually once a month, switching that out, kind of testing and, you know, running it for a week to see what kind of change and stuff.
2 weeks is usually like my rule of thumb for testing, but a week is at minimum.
Okay, so you know, 1 to 2 weeks.
Because like after 1 week, if you're like, I'm not too sure, give it another week. But, you know, sometimes it'll be like, whoa, these results are way better. And really the biggest surprise to me is always the images. Those images, a lot of people just put images up and think they're good. Split test your images because there's that one primary image Amazon shows like with your listing everywhere. And it's truly, it can be a game changer.
And what kind of like, do you find that seem to really resonate and like pop for people?
Yeah. So the 80-20 rule here with people, because I find that, you know, well, every industry is different, but lifestyle images are truly, truly the most powerful, meaning that what I recommend people do. So let's say you look at your competition and what I would recommend you do is look at their reviews.
Okay.
Look at their reviews and find the pain point. So if someone says, you know, let's say this coffee cup sucks. It's like it's too small for my fingers to get through. And let's say that's like a popular coffee cup, but everyone's complaining that I would make sure I have a lifestyle, someone with pretty big hands holding the coffee cup, smiling, having a cup of coffee. You want people to be able to relate to the product and see an actual user using it.
Okay.
Those 9 times out of 10, those always seem to convert way, way better. But it's really making sure you understand your demographic. So if your primary user is a female, probably worthwhile to have a female in the picture.
Sure.
But really look at your competition and figure out, you know, you got to differentiate yourself. Let me give you a great example on this. So one of our products is a pretty standard product that, you know, anybody could really get into. And I don't want to share it because one of the challenges by sharing products, sometimes everyone thinks, oh, I'm going to go jump on that.
Right.
So I'll have 900 million. Yeah. But all we did was we changed the packaging.
Okay.
And we are able to charge. So the average product right now is selling for about $12. We sell ours for $21. This is one of our lowest price products, but we're able to be $10 more expensive, way more profitable because of our packaging, because people look at our product as a higher quality because our packaging is wonderful. And we show our packaging in the imagery, But we also really highlight one of the benefits that we come from is this makes a perfect gift. So, you know, if you have, let's say, you know, like even your coffee cup, if you get a coffee cup in the mail and it comes in like a poly bag, a plastic bag, you know, you have to wrap that. It just doesn't seem as high quality. But if you put this really beautiful box around it, you know, you think of iPhones or Apple, like their packaging, they have the swoosh factor. When you open up a pack of your iPhone, you'll hear a they actually engineer that because it's an effect you have of vacuum sealed, high quality. They charge extra just because of that, because you get that feeling of quality, you know, and it's all just about hitting those little things that really make people say, yeah, I'd be willing to pay more for this because it does. And let me back up one other thing. That's the other great thing about Amazon is it's not like eBay. eBay is a deal place. eBay is where you go to be able to find the lowest priced products. Amazon, people are just shopping. And in fact, when you have a lower priced product, oftentimes people won't buy it because they think it must be cheap. It's too low price. One of my great students, John Gill, really, really successful seller. I remember when he first started selling, I kept telling him, raise your price. And he's worried, but, you know, people won't sell. And I'm raise your price. Every time he would raise it, he's like, oh my God, I'm selling more. You know, he was actually selling more products with the higher price. Now, you want to be careful with that because Amazon really rewards on conversion rate. So there is that bell curve kind of thing. But so many people underprice their products on Amazon because they think they have to be the cheapest option. No, they don't. You just need to really optimize and, you know, word your product so that it comes across and really nails the demographic, but it has a high perceived value.
Cool. No, that's awesome. We got a few minutes left. One question, you kind of mentioned the bestseller ranking. What do you go to more, say, broad categories? So like, say, oral care, or would you go more define specific to try to focus on a bestseller ranking area?
Yeah. So if someone's just trying to start out right now and looking for products, what we recommend they do is they look for top level categories. So the very highest level category for products selling between about 400 to 6,000 BSR. That, you know, back in the day when I first started, I used to tell people to go for the top 100. But because Amazon's traffic has grown so much, product selection has grown so much, someone that was ranked about 100 back in the day, now 1,000, you're pretty much about the same sales compared to 5 years ago. But definitely you always want to stick to the top level because depending on the category, you know, some products, like you might see like, oh, this is 5,000 in BSR, but it's number one in this in this subcategory. Yeah, but that subcategory is so long tail that if you're focusing on that, it's just not representative of like the overall traffic numbers. So I recommend you always focus on the highest level, top level category.
Awesome. And then I know earlier you mentioned just a couple, like one of the tools like Managed by Stats, that's the one that we use. And any other kind of like real quick tools that people could grab that are significant in you know, just helping manage their overall Amazon business?
Yeah, Helium 10 is another great one. That one helps a lot with optimization. And really from a tool perspective, honestly, those are really it. I don't really see a need like that. You know, it depends on what you're doing. There's ShipWorks. There's a lot of different more once you get to a higher level and you need to start, you know, because one of the cool things about Amazon, sorry about that, is you can use the Amazon FBA warehouse and tie it into your own e-commerce store, start tying it into different platforms. So that's a huge question people always have is like, well, how do I ship? How do I store all that? Amazon does it all. Amazon has these warehouses, FBA, that are strategically placed around all over the world. And you just ship your product into there and Amazon takes care of all of that work for you. And they've also made it so you can API tie into that. So people have probably heard of Shopify, for example, a leading e-commerce platform. You can just tie your Shopify site right in there, build a website, and now start selling your products from your own website tied right into Amazon. Super easy.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea for sure. Okay, what I guess tell a little bit where can we get more information about the course? Because I know all this that we've been talking about, I'm going to suspect that you do cover in the course. And then you even go into more detail.
Along the journey. Like I, this is not even the tip. This is like a snowflake on the iceberg kind of thing. Well, if you go to AmazingSellingMachine.com, we have a free training program there where we give you, by going through the free training program on the Amazing Selling Machine, you're going to get a whole overview and an understanding if this is for you. So it really takes what I've just told you and kind of breaks it apart in about, you know, in a much easier to follow secrets. And then, you know, that's what my recommendation is for everyone, because then at that point, if you know that you want to, you know, join our program, you can sign up. Now, the cool thing is we're coming out with our brand new Amazing Selling Machine X. This is our best version. You know, we're going with the cool X because it's our 10th version. And so our doors are actually closed in for the signing up until October 10th. But okay. You can get in the free training series right away. It's the brand new free training series actually launching on October 2nd. And when that goes live, it's brand new, fully updated, right? Like we just finished recording everything to update it, and you'll be able to learn everything you need there. And then I highly recommend, you know, you sign up for the Amazing Sound Machine. It is, it's a game changer. I promise you I just get so passionate about this because so many people tell me how it's just changed their lives so much. And I know it can do that for everybody.
Super cool. Jason, I guess one last thing you want to leave people with before we have to go.
You know, one of my favorite quotes to say is, do the things today that others are afraid of, so tomorrow you can do what others only dream of. Fear is the biggest barrier to success. Always, you know, if you don't take those risks, you're never going to live that dream life. You've got to take risks. You've got to believe that you can do it and just push through. So don't let fear run your day. Let fear be in the back. You know, use fear from a perspective of, if this is scary, there must be a reason it's scary, and the payoff must be awesome. So I guess that would be what I'd leave everyone with.
Excellent. Hey, guys, I hope you guys were taking notes on this. Make sure, if not, you rewind, go back, listen, watch this again. Jason dropped some amazing nuggets, whether you're just starting your Amazon business, whether you already have one, you're trying to figure out, man, how can I move this to that next level and just really continue to make it happen. And go check out their Amazing Selling course. He's got free training, as well as, if it makes an impression for you, to go ahead and jump in, take advantage of it. The best thing that's always helped me, and I've spent year after year after year, over 250K a year just on myself with mentors, training, and everything else. It's the only way that you can actually grow your business, and what you invest back in yourself reflects in what you actually make and generate in your business and around you today. So take these notes, take advantage of their free training that Jason's given out, and then, like I said, jump into the course if you're ready and really want to make and move your business, your Amazon business, to that next level. So Jason, it was an honor to have you today. Thank you for coming on Making Bank.
Thank you very much, Josh. It was fantastic to be here.
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.